Let's go now to Daniel Hargrove, KWOK, out in Grays Harbor County, where I imagine it was. I hope he kept the power on, because I know there was some wind issues out there today, wasn't there, Daniel?
Yeah, there was some wind issues, but we still got the game in.
There we go. Good. You didn't go into the dark. Aberdeen and Montesano, tell us about it.
Well, the Aberdeen Bobcats got the 60-43 win, and really that score is not really conducive to how the game felt. The Montesano Bulldogs were playing on their home court on senior night. They came out hot. They were looking to knock off the number one team in the league for the second time this year, as earlier they took out Hoquiam. But after having a 5-point lead in the third quarter, Aberdeen started to make their run. The game was still close, though, with 3 minutes left in the game. Aberdeen only had a 6-point lead, but from there, they went on a 13-2 run and got the 60-43 victory. Braden Castleberry Taylor ended up with 22 points for the junior to lead the Bobcats in the victory. And I believe they have them and Hoquiam share the league title, but since Aberdeen's a 2A school and Hoquiam's a 1A school, Hoquiam will still get a 1A moving into their District 4 playoffs, I believe it is. Either District 4 or 5. I can't remember which one,
right.
But they're going to be taking on the Trico.
And they switch all the time anyway, so you never know about those things. So I'm looking here in the polls. It doesn't look like either Aberdeen or Hoquiam at currently are ranked. Is that correct, unless I'm missing something?
That is correct. Hoquiam hopped up into the AP polls for about a week, but that was right before Montesano jumped up and beat them, and they kind of fell out of the polls there. It looks like they're going to be playing with Center in the first round of the district tournament coming up here on Friday. They are a one seed, so they'll be hosting. And Monty, who just lost to Aberdeen, they'll be a 3 seed moving on, and they'll be taking on Kalama in that first round. They'll be traveling to Kalama. Aberdeen in the 2A, since they're a 2A playing in a 1A league, this is where it gets confusing. They first have to play a play-in game, which is against WF West, who is the last-place team of the Evergreen 2A. Then if they win that game, then they play a pigtail game against the 5 seed from the Greater St. Helens 2A league. And then if they do that, then they get into districts, and they'll play Mark Morris, the 1 seed.
Gotcha. Any other scores out there tonight?
The Fort Spartans actually upset Monty tonight with a 69-63 win, and the Hoquiam Grizzlies got a 61-45 victory over Hoquiam, or over Elma.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet, Daniel Hargrove.